Today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the 26th parak of Maseches Kelim. So now we're going to talk about leather and wood kelim that are really flat kelim, but they're attached to something that has a base kibul. So sandal amki, a certain type of shoe that has a flat piece of leather, and there's a string that goes through to be like a sort of, you know, to function sort of like shoelaces. So you put your foot in the piece of leather and then you tighten it with the shoelace. V'kis shel shnotzos, and if you have a drawstring bag. So again, it's a flat piece of leather, but the drawstring sort of makes a makeshift pocket that could hold things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kfifa Mitzvus. Meaning all those have the dinim that we haven't yet identified. We'll see what the dinim are. Rabbi Yehuda says a Kfifa Mitzvus also, a basket made out of strips of palm branches, also is going to have the same din. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Av sandal ladiki kayotze behen. A sandal ladiki has the same halacha. It's very similar to the other type of shoe that we mentioned before. So when you have a leather or a wood kli, so it needs a base kibul in order to be makabel tuma. So we just spoke about things that really are flat. They don't have a base kibul, but when you pull the laces or you pull the drawstring, it turns it into something that has a kind of a base kibul. So what is the halacha? They can become tamei umitaharin, and they can become tahar shalobuuman without any professional doing anything. Even if someone who's not a professional pulls the drawstring, it now is makabel tumah. And even if someone who's not a professional takes the drawstring out and turns it flat, it will no longer be able to be makabel tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kol kelim mitamin mitaharin shalobuuman. What do you mean all kelim like that? You don't need an uman to give it the status of a kli or not, so it doesn't make a difference who did it. But so aval, so he says, no. The halacha that's unique about these things is that elu afal pi shehin mutarin tamein, that even when they're not tied together, when they're not being forming a base kibul, they're still going to be able to mekabel tuma shahedyot yochal achzirim, because it's so easy to just pull the drawstring and make it a base kibul. Lo amru el bekfifa mitzvus. The whole halacha that it's not able to become tamei when it's undone is only by the kfifa mitzvus shafa uman in yochal achzira, because even an uman can't undo a kfifa mitzvus. Moving on now to Perchav Vav Mishnah Beis. Kis shel shnatzel, shenitlu shnatzel tamei. If you have a drawstring bag and the drawstrings are removed, it still becomes tamei because you could so easily just put a drawstring right back into it. Nifshat tahar, but if it was flattened, then it's tahar. Tala alav hamatos min lamatun tamei. If you patch it up on the bottom of it, so it becomes tamei even though it's flat, because it's not totally flat if there's a patch on the bottom of it. Kis letoch kis, if you have one bag inside of another bag, shenitma echad mehen b'mashka, that one of them becomes tamei with a mashka, lo nitma chaveru, the other one does not become automatically tamei. Tzror hamargol is tamei. If you wrap a pearl, so the wrapping is able to become tamei even after you remove the pearl, because it still has a certain shape, so it's like it has a base kibul. Tzror hamos, if you wrap up coins, Rabbi Lazar mitamei v'cham mitarim. So it's a machlokas when you untie it, whether it's going to be tamei or tahar. So let's review what we learned today in Parachavav Mishnah Aleph. We spoke about flat leather kelim that with a drawstring or a shoelace you could turn them into something that has a base kibul type of thing. So we said that that the halacha is that it can become tamei whether it's or tahar. Tamei when you pull the drawstring, tahar when you undo the drawstring, no matter who does it, even if it's not an uman. And Rabbi Yossi said, of course that's the halacha. Only a kfifa mitzvahs is going to need an uman. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have one of these drawstring pouches, that the drawstring is removed, and then it's still going to be tamei because it's so easy to replace it. But if it's flattened, it's tahar. But we defined that if it has a patch on it, it's probably not totally flattened. And if you have two bags, one inside of the other, and one of them becomes tamei with a mashka, the other one does not become tamei with a mashka. And then we said that if you have a little pouch that holds a pearl, or that holds, so it's going to be tamei even after the pearl is removed, and if you wrap money in it, so then it's a machlokas tanaim whether it's tamei or tahar when the money is removed. Next time we'll pick up with Parachavav Mishnah Gimel.